Sundell puts the cloak around his shoulders, and Sky rushes forward to grab onto him, but it's too late. Sundell is gone. She turns to Edric. Maybe there's something in the water that we can use to follow him. And so they searched. Sky dives into the water. Edric follows. They search every inch of that lake. But Sundell was gone. The doe was gone. The cloak was gone. The singing was gone. Eventually, they finally gave up, and once it got dark, they started kind of traveling through the woods, not even really sure of what direction they were heading, and through a stroke of dumb luck, they stumble upon the child they were supposed to save. And without even saying a word, Edric and Sky just demolish the goblins, and they take this child, and they make their way back to the village, the burning village. The parents are so, so pleased to see their child alive, and Sky's just emotionless as she kind of hands this kid back to this family. Damon and Clara notice Sundell's not there, and they ask all these questions. They ask what happened, they ask, is he okay? They ask, where is he? And Sky just says, he's gone. And then she says, let's stop pretending that there's any reason for us to all stay together. And with that, she boards the ship to leave. Damon and Clara decide to stay. They want to help take care of all these people in the village. They kind of feel a responsibility to them now. And Edric, he looks over at Clara and Damon, and then he looks over at Sky, who's boarding the ship, and he decides to follow Sky. They make their way north to some sort of arcane school that Sky had heard of. They find the school, finally, and Sky is pleased that they allow her to use their library, even though she's not technically, like, enrolled in this school or a member of this school. She's allowed to use the library. And while Edric is there with her, the rate at which she's learning is exhausting for him. Be exhausting for most people. She's just blowing through books, book after book after book every day, and she'll explain to him what she's learned, but a lot of the magic is just lost on him. And one day, she bursts into the room, arms full of books, as she's grabbing a couple more, grabbing some quills, and she says, Edric, I did it. I know how to get him back. And she rushes out. And that's the last time Edric saw her. He looked for her in her room, and there were books scattered everywhere. No sign of her. He looked all over the grounds. He looked and waited for days, but she never returned. Eventually, since he was not studying, the school didn't let him stay. And so he began to wander. And then we find ourselves at a tavern. Like most good stories start, Edric is sitting in this roadside tavern, kind of small, but good enough to definitely attract travelers. Looking around, there are pretty average-looking people, but there's one that kind of looks familiar. The man turns, and they make eye contact. Damon sits in this tavern, and the moment their eyes meet, they both kind of look surprised. I mean, this is the opposite side of the continent that they had left each other. They move to each other's table, and it's kind of small talk to catch up. What the fuck are you doing here? Damon had been accepting little jobs here and there, and Edric had explained he's just been wandering. Damon had taken a job to find a lost child. Kidnapped, her parents had said. Please, her name's Tamsin, and she doesn't leave home like this. The father explains. She thinks she's something of an adventurer. I would really appreciate it if you could find her and bring her home. Who knows what kind of trouble she's gotten herself into. And he tracked her to this tavern. He kind of points over to a table in the center where a huge, huge orc with a dark elf, a hood up, skin dark, eyes kind of glowing with this arcane magic. And with them sits a little girl, arms crossed, kind of dirty blonde hair, kind of tangled, makeshift, like, adventurer's armor, even though she's very young, younger than 10. And she sits with these two, and her voice is heard loudly throughout the tavern as she's just barking orders at them, like she's the one in control of them. But Damon knows otherwise. She had been kidnapped by these two, and it was his job to get her back. Before any action could be taken, the two of these guys, they stood up with this little girl named Tamsin, and they loaded her into the cart and began heading south. Edric agrees to help Damon, and the two of them follow. They follow them south until they arrive at this place not marked on any map. It's a giant arena. The crowds are stomping in the bleachers and yelling and cheering as there's just clashing of armor and weapons inside of this arena as they ride up. But the two, they bring Tamsin in inside, in the building, kind of to the left of the arena. As they're moving toward this building, they see one of them come out. They see the orc walking out, and they approach him, and he recognizes them from the tavern, and he kind of tells them to piss off, and he turns to head back towards the barracks, and they chase him. Damon and Edric just immediately start chasing him, and so he begins to run, and then out of nowhere comes this woman. She rushes forward with kind of like two nightsticks. It was like a staff broken into two. And she rushes forward and she slams one into the back of this giant orc's knee. And he falls to one knee, and then with the other stick slams into his face and he falls onto the floor. She puts her foot on his chest and she looks to all of them with a threatening gaze. And she says, "Somebody's gonna tell me what the fuck is going on here." This character's name is Griffin, leader of the arena. People volunteer, people travel from all over to see these fights, and she's the head of them. There's never been a fight she hasn't won. They explain to her the situation, and she immediately throws this orc into one of the cells inside, and immediately starts searching for Silas. She gives them a place to stay, gives them food, even offers them to fight in her arena, if they so desired. They found Tamsin, and before any playing could be done, they decided they wanted to take her back. Unable to find Silas, they took comfort in the fact that the orc was at least taken care of, and they headed back north to deliver Tamsin back to her parents. They passed back through the arena, still not time to play, because Edric had told Damon about Skye's disappearance. So they decided to head further south, to a town they'd heard of called Winderton. Once they arrived, the town was a lot smaller than they expected. There was maybe 6 storefronts on each side of the street, and then up the hill, a little village of homes. And that was it. That was the whole town. So while in Winderton, one night, coming out of the pub after a drink, the two of them looked up and they see, in the street, a white doe. Edric freezes. He points to it. And Damon says, what is that? And Edric says, you see it too? The doe kind of moves its head like it's motioning for them to follow. And they hear its hooves kind of hitting the dirt as it walks in between two of the storefronts. They kind of look at each other. And they follow. They followed into this little alley. The doe walks to the very end, and then it turns around. And there's that familiar just humming, that beautiful song. As the doe looks over with just the beadiest of eyes, with a weird knowledge to them and intelligence, almost human. Edric approaches, and he reaches out his hand. The doe doesn't flinch away, and his hand touches the doe, and as soon as that happens, whoosh, there's a blast of light, and then nothing. They stand in the alleyway. The doe's gone, but now it's almost like there's no hint of color. Not quite black and white, just a lack of color. Everything is bland. They move from the alley and they head into one of the shops and nobody's there. They head into the pub and there's nobody there either. There's nobody in this town. And in kind of a panic, they come up with a plan. They're like, okay, we'll just head back up towards the arena. As they try to leave town though, they just end up right back in the center. And this makes them freak out even more. They're trying to come up with a plan. They're trying to figure out what to do. And then the doe approaches again. They're a little indifferent this time. They're like, listen, I don't know what you did, but you need to put us back. And the doe walks up, eyes sad this time. And they hear a female voice. A voice that matches the singing. And it says, find her. Save her. And the doe begins to change form. And within moments, standing before them, is a red-haired elf with the greenest of eyes. A beautiful green dress. And she smiles at them. And she says, I'm so sorry, you were never supposed to come here. My name is Elena. We need to get you out of here. Time moves different here, but it's never a set thing. I know you feel like you've only been here a short while, but when I put you back, it could have been a couple hours, it could have been a couple days, it could have been a couple of years. But you can't stay here. This place is not meant for the living. And at that point, there's this awful sound, this roar. And they turn and look, and these awful creatures are kind of twitching and skittering towards them, but floating at the same time. Elena takes one look at them and she says, go through that house, go. They don't ask questions. They immediately take off. And they burst into one of the rooms, and they hear Elena just firing off shots with his bow, arrow after arrow. They rush into the house to hide, and eventually Elena slams through the door and shuts it and scoots something in the way, bleeding from her eyebrow, and she kind of looks over and she says, okay, here we go, now's as good a time as any. And she rushes up to them, and she touches their shoulders, and with just one last plea, she says, just please find her. And then there's this bright light once again. And the two of them appear in the same place. But now there's color and there's sound. They can hear people moving, coming in and out of the inn. They look at each other, almost kind of like, that happened to you too, right? You know what just happened? You remember that? That wasn't just me. Looking around, Winterton was being readied for some sort of festival. There's a huge, like, circus tent being set up, sort of off the side of this town, kind of behind some of the storefronts. A huge circus tent, and there are wagons everywhere of people coming in to join in on this festival. One of the workers come up to them and they say, "Well, there you are. Where have you been? We haven't seen you in a couple days." And they kind of exchange glances. And then they point over to the festival tent. And they're like, what's going on over here? "Ah, the festival. Yeah, it comes around every couple of years. You should come. It'll be really fun. Go have a drink. Have a good time." So they go to this festival, and there are a whole bunch of different kinds of games. Strength games. They have these hammers where they can hit as hard as they can and see who can make the most impact. They have, like, shot put contests. They have dunking contests where you can test your aim and throw and dunk somebody into the water. All kinds of different games. And they're, for a moment, enjoying themselves. They're having a really good time. And then they glance over and they see Skye limping in the street, holding a bloody wound in her abdomen. Different bloodied wounds on her face. She looks exhausted and skinny, like she hasn't eaten in weeks. Edric's jaw drops and he just points and immediately starts heading that way. They rush for Skye. And as they come up to her and she turns around, there's just this look in her eyes, like she doesn't recognize them. She doesn't recognize where we are. She doesn't even recognize if any of this is real. And then she disappears. Edric reaches out for her, but all that's left is a book. Just lands on the ground at Edric's feet. And he picks it up. Damon comes up behind and says, "What is it?" And he kind of holds it up and he says, "This is Skye's journal." He immediately starts looking through this journal, and the very last entry that he sees scribbles notes that Skye had taken from the books that she had been studying, and there's some sort of arcane symbol drawn in there, and some sort of incantation. And it says, kind of a note in the margins, it says, "You need something of the person's belongings, and you can call them back. Some sort of plane transportation, but this can bring them to you." He immediately goes to one of the magic shopkeepers, pulls them out of the festival, and asks for their help, allowing for this ceremony to be held. It's drawn on the floor in the back of a shop. And they stand around and they say this incantation. The whole sigil lights up, and the light kind of fills the inside of it to where it's blinding you from whatever's in it, but a figure forms. They can see the figure. And then as the light disappears, they expect to see Skye, but they look down, and it's Sundell. Edric kind of leans down and says, "Sundell? Buddy?" And there's a couple of moments. And then Sundell's eyes open.